Brian and Trisha, and we are Quixie 98.3. It is Thursday. So this morning, you and I both met somebody that we had not met before.
Yeah.
And so we shook hands with this person, and you told me afterwards that you didn't know, like, you, it was a missed handshake, kind of.
Like, it's like, you know, when you go in for the handshake, you know, there's a certain way your hand lays in their hand, and then you give a little grip. And so this gentleman was a tall man and had larger hands, you know, and mine aren't small, but his hands were larger than mine. And I just, my connection wasn't good. And it's like my hand got in there a little sideways. So I wasn't able to give a good grip as a gentleman would give.
Yeah.
And I was taught that you don't squeeze somebody till it hurts, but you give a grip and you look them in the eye.
Firm handshake.
Yeah, a firm, pleasant handshake, and, you know, a couple of pumps with the hand, and you say some sort of pleasantry, nice to meet you, you know, my name's Brian, something like that. And the whole thing just felt wrong.
It was awkward.
It was like pulling out in front of somebody in traffic, and then you're like, oh, sorry about that.
Yeah.
It was just...
So in that situation...
The second my hand hit his hand, I'm like, this is going to be bad.
So how do you recover from that? That's what I'm wondering, as we talked about this off the air. And I was thinking, what do you do in a situation like that? We've all been there.
Well, it's a first impression. So you want to make a good impression. Now I feel like this guy's always going to be, Brian Walker gives a bad handshake. I give a good handshake. That handshake was bad. So now what I should have done, I should have backed out. I should have pulled my hand away quickly and been like, no. And then I should have said, that was not going to work. Let's do this again. And then stick that hand out there and give a good handshake.
So does that make it more awkward or less awkward?
I think it would affirm to this person that I appreciated and admired him and was pleasant to meet him, and that I legitimately wanted this handshake to be something that was good.
Okay, so
instead, I was like awkward, and I just was like, let's just go forward with a bad handshake. This is like, this is not good. And then now I can't let it go. I feel like this person for the rest of their life is going to be like, Brian's a nice guy.
That one time I met that guy.
He's a nice guy, but golly, what a goodness gracious, terrible handshake.
So in a situation like this, I think it probably, I mean, you're right with trying to go back in, you know, take your hand away and say, yeah, I'm sorry, that was bad.
Right.
Let's do this again.
We're taught how to give a good handshake. We're not taught how to recover from a bad one.
Exactly. So maybe we need to have a little lesson on this. So you just, so it goes bad. You're kind of holding on sideways and you're trying to recover, but you can't. And handshakes are what, like a couple of seconds at most. And so you're like, oh, so I think it's a good idea to say, I'm sorry, that was bad. Let me just start over. And then that person will remember that, and they will remember that, man, he really wanted to have a good handshake. Because we've all had those awkward handshakes. We've all had them.
There's a person that I've had handshakes with a few times over the years, and this person, it's a bad handshake every time, because this person gives a bad handshake.
Yes.
And it's so frequent that everybody in the building goes, have you shook hands with so-and-so? Because it's always awkward.
I've been taught, and I think it's important, and we've taught our kids, you shake somebody's hand, you look them in the eye, and give a firm handshake. It doesn't have to hurt anybody, but it shows that you are taking it seriously. You, just like you said, you appreciate meeting them, and it's supposed to be a good experience. Memorable. Don't make it memorable because it was bad. But recover if you have to.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm going to worry about this all day long.
I think we could probably find the guy's information. It was not somebody that was on the air.
No.
So, you know, we could probably find out.
They were just in the office for a minute. But.
So we could probably find out the person's contact information. And
but then how weird is it for me to
call?
Now I feel like George Costanza on Seinfeld. I'm like absolutely spiraling out of control about something that the other person probably has not put that much thought into.
Yeah, this person probably didn't think anything of it.
I'm now obsessing about it. It's like a whole thing for me, you know? I went in sideways. It was a bad handshake. You don't understand, Jerry. It's Halsey. It's Quixie 98.3.